You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
Lots of photos going on, lots of smiles, a few tears, I think. Oh, somebody started crying.
I think we were
Does that sum it up?
Yeah, all three of us crying. That'd come, not one of us managed not to.
Oh, how lovely. Well, congratulations. Tell me about today. Tell me about your test and how it all went.
It was really good. It warmed up really, really well. Jez warmed me up, which was amazing, because then you go in feeling like you actually can go in and you're not winging it. And we had a little bit of a spook in his walk, which was a shame because his walk's usually his best thing, and it was a double mark, and I thought, oh, we've lost it. But he just carried on, picked it up, and yeah, it was ace.
So tell me about him. What's he like? How long have you had him?
His owner bought him at the beginning of last year. He's just like a big dog. He's just getting more and more daft. Honestly, the amount of toys he has in his stable, he has his apple, he has his jolly ball. He's like a big dog, he really is. That's probably the best way to describe him. He's an absolute sweetheart. And it's so lovely for his owner, Karen, because she spends so much time with him. And he just adores her. It's so lovely.
So tell me about how he likes to work. What's his brain like?
Oh, he's intelligent. He's very intelligent. It's taken me a while to work out how to work him out and actually sort of ride him. I'd never ridden anything like him, so to ride something like him is completely different.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, Jez, when we bought him, described him as a Lamborghini. He said he's got an engine, so you've got to use it. So I'm learning how to use it now. It's taken 12 months, but we're learning how to use it.
So that sounds good for the future then. What do you see from here?
Yeah, I think he'll be really good. I do. He just tries so hard. And when we get something, it's like, oh yeah, we can do it, you can build on it. And he's just getting stronger and stronger. He's not even six yet, so he's just going to keep getting stronger and hopefully keep getting better.
So after this, what have you got planned in the immediate sort of in the immediate future for you both?
I think we're going to do the Young Horse class at the Premier League, because I've never done a Premier League, so I want to do one of those. And then just keep trying to push on a little bit and keep strengthening him up, and then hopefully that'll reflect in his work, and yeah, just keep going.
What else have you got in your life? Are horses full time or anything else? Right, good.
Yeah, okay. Horses full time. Yes, pretty much horses.
How many have you got?
I've got one of my own at the minute, and then I ride another two for other people as well. So,
and you train with Jez?
Yes, we've been training with Hannah Esberger and recently just started with Jez, and it's been so good having him here with us. It's been amazing.
He's having a very good weekend so far. We're not even at the weekend, and he's been having a good time, so it's clearly rubbing off.
Yeah, definitely. It's been really, really good.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.